You must have some connection with Stephen King. I would assume that, this is not the only role that you've had with him. So how did you get to know Stephen King?
Well, actually, this was Riding the Bullet, was a movie that was released earlier this year on limited screens, and it's going to be coming out on DVD. And a song that's on our record is called Ride, and that made it in the movie. It was the first Stephen King movie I've done. I met with the director, Mick Garris, who's a really great guy, and he saw Insomnia, which I was in. I had a scene with Al Pacino, and it was kind of great because I didn't even have to audition for Riding the Bullet, because he just wanted to meet with me and then say, you know, I think you're right for the project.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to meet Stephen King, actually, because unfortunately he got sick while we were filming, and he was going to come out, but he wasn't able to make it. So.
Right. Well, maybe there will be another time.
Yeah, right? I think so. I think so. He's a great, great writer, and I had a really good time making the movie.
Right, yeah. So your role, I mean, because it became more than just a part, and what part did you play in this movie?
I was the lead guy. It's set in the 1960s, like 1969, and it's about a young artist who's kind of had a troubled childhood and romanticizes death and has really dark images, and he's a painter. And the movie is kind of his journey where he hitchhikes to see his mom in the hospital, and he gets confronted with his fears and a lot of scary situations to mm-hmm. kind of have him take a different look at life.
Right. Now, you also have the, you contributed this music to it. How did the music get contributed to the movie? Because, I mean, obviously that it's called Ride.
Right, yeah.
And it's in this movie that's described Riding the Bullet. So
right. Yeah.
How did that get connected?
After filming the movie, I just felt inspired to write a song for the film.
Okay.
And as I was writing it, I just felt like if I was going to write a song for the movie, I wanted it to be good enough that we would want to make it one of the 12 on our record. So, you know, we finished it and we worked it out as a band, and we never really played it live. We just figured it out in the studio. So as we were making it, I think we all had a feeling of we didn't know if it was going to be any good or not. And by the end, we were like, wow, this is actually really great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess Dan thought it was great. But when we played, Dan was like, that's a good song. And I was like, yeah, it is. And we were playing it, and it was like, boy, I don't know if this is going to be terrible or not. But it turned out, yeah, it's one of our best songs, and it plays really well live, too.
Right.